Hey guys, it's Coach Terrell. Session 11. I wanted to post this in the coach portal in case you guys want to listen instead of read. I kind of messed up on the recording tonight. I just realized that when Ivan and I did the session, we were looking at session 12 and talking about slip-ups instead of negative thoughts. So the recording isn't going to match up with the curriculum this week, but it is going to match up with the curriculum next week. So I'm going to figure that out. So tomorrow, next week, we might do a little hybrid. Okay, so this week we were supposed to be talking about negative thoughts. And we did talk about it, and they do kind of go hand in hand. You know, how do we deal with slip-ups, and how do we prepare for that, and you know, how do we talk to ourselves in that moment so that we can stay motivated? So we did kind of cover it. So it's not all lost. But I did want to apologize because I kind of goofed up there. So sorry about that. you know, just as a reminder for those of you who missed this week, you know, I want you guys to really always celebrate, you know, think about your week, think about the successes you had, celebrate those successes, okay? Let's really focus on what's working, you know, what is working for you and how can we build on that, okay? And if you did have some barriers and some challenges that you faced last week, let's just, you know, think about what they were and think about what you can do this week to make those same barriers or challenges a little bit easier, okay? You know, the curriculum this week really just reminds us that everyone has negative thoughts at times, okay? And basically, you know, these thoughts in those moments, you know, sometimes that can be the factor that's going to lead us to overeat, make a different choice than what we would have wanted to do, or lead us to be inactive. I mean, it's kind of like this whole vicious cycle of self-defeating thoughts, okay? So I think the curriculum this week kind of walks us through like these typical thoughts that we might have, and how can we kind of come up with some positive thoughts? You know, can we catch ourselves in that moment? Can we recognize when we're having a negative thought, and can we immediately try to catch ourselves, delete that negative thought from our minds, and come up with a positive thought, or come up with three immediate things that we could think of to kind of help us stay on track? I really, really would love for you guys to watch the YouTube video that I posted. It's super short. It's one of my favorites. I love it. It's so moving, and I hope that you will get a lot out of it. But it is about this topic. So, you know, the curriculum just kind of walks us through some examples. You know, what are some of the things that we think about when we're not feeling motivated to make a healthy choice? When we're not motivated to get out there and start exercising, right? Because this is a new habit for us. This is something that we're working on, right? And we're saying to ourselves, I'm tired. I'm tired of working so hard. I'm sick of being in this program. I don't get to eat what I want. And what happens? We go and we eat the potato chips. And then we think, oh my God, I did it again. I'm never gonna lose weight. And what's the result? You feel discouraged. And then we go and we eat more. Or we go and we choose to eat some of the things that we are trying not to eat. The curriculum just kind of continues to walk us through some common negative thoughts that might be happening at this point, maybe not. Maybe you've already encountered this at some point during your journey. You know, we tend to kind of divide the world into good foods or bad foods, and seeing ourselves as either being successful or failing, right? We're either on our program or we're off our program, right? We look at what we did, you know, look at what I did, I ate that cake, I'm never going to be able to succeed in the program. These are some of the negative thoughts that we have, right? Or we make an excuse. We blame something or someone else, right? We don't mean to go off the program, but we can't help it. I just don't have the willpower. I have to buy these cookies just in case company drops in, right? I gotta have these, you know, more excuses, right? Or we should ourselves, right? We expect things to be perfect, And that just sets us up for disappointment, right? I should have eaten less of that dessert. Ugh. Right? This is how I'm talking to myself in a negative way, and it makes me feel bad, right? Or we do the, I'm not as good as I should, I'm not as good as, right? We compare ourselves to somebody else. We blame ourselves for not measuring up. Instead of being inspired by other people's successes, it makes us feel less than. I should have eaten less of that dessert, right? Mary lost 2 pounds this week and I only lost one. Ugh, I'm not doing as good as everybody else in my group, right? But we have these thoughts of giving up. We're defeated. Which often follows with other kinds of negative thoughts, right? This program's too hard. I might as well just forget it. Here's the thing. We have to learn how to redefine the word fail, okay? Here's what I love. I take this acronym and I look at the word fail, F-A-I-L, and instead of looking at things as a failure or a slip up, I look at, like, this is my first attempt in learning, F-A-I-L, first attempt in learning, right? We are working hard to change a lifetime of behaviors, a lifetime of behaviors to create some new healthy habits. And it's hard. It's not going to be easy. Remember the example I gave you guys about building that new trail in the woods, right? And we're building those new neural pathways in our brain. And that old trail that everybody's been walking down, it's well worn and you know where it is. But now you're walking on this new trail and now you know the way, but I mean, it's gonna take a while for that grass to get matted down to where it actually looks like a trail. And it's gonna take even longer for the weeds to grow over that old trail. So just keep that in mind, guys, right? So what do we wanna do when we have these negative thoughts? First of all, we wanna catch ourselves and we wanna think, I'm having a negative thought. And second, we want to imagine shouting to ourselves, stop. Just picture a big red stop sign. And then immediately you're going to talk back to yourself with a positive thought. Okay? So as soon as I say, I can never eat dessert again, I'm going to say, I can eat dessert. And then I'll just cut back on something else this week, right? As soon as I say, look at what I did, I ate that cake, I'm never gonna be successful. What do I immediately stop that thought? You're gonna say, one slip up isn't the end of the world, I can get back on track. My very next choice that I need to make today, I'm gonna get back on track, right? When we say, it's too cold to take a walk, immediately, stop, right? I can try going for a walk and I can stop if it gets too cold, right? As soon as we say, I should have eaten less dessert, immediately stop and turn that around. It was my choice. Next time I could decide not to eat so much, right? We could say, on the one hand, we could say, I have to write everything down that I eat. Or instead, we could say, you know what? I'm choosing to write everything down that I eat because it helps me to eat better, right? There's more examples in the curriculum. I hope you guys will take a moment to look at them. There's a nice little practice sheet that kind of walks you through writing some of your own examples of negative thoughts below. You know, say them each out loud, stop yourself, and then take a moment to think about, okay, this is a negative thought that I typically have when things don't go my way. What is something that I could say to myself in that moment? You know, I'm gonna stop that negative thought and try to replace it with a positive thought. You know, this is a practice like anything else. I mean, it takes time to even kind of catch ourselves in that moment and be aware that we're doing it. But I will tell you guys, it is quite powerful. We know that negative thoughts have power. We know that how we think affects what we do and the choices that we make. We also know that a positive thought is 100 times more powerful than a negative thought. So if you find yourself struggling to stay motivated, struggling when you have a slip up, this is just one of the many tools that we can use to help ourselves stay focused, stay motivated, and still feel good about the successes that we've made. I mean, always remember, we can always focus on just one little slip up doesn't undo all of the other things that you've done or all of the other progress that you've made thus far. And guys, keep in mind, this is not just a tool that you can use for your diabetes prevention program. This is a tool and a mindfulness practice that can help us in many other ways of our lives. So just keep in mind, like, all these little tools and techniques that we learn throughout the program, they can be applied to other areas of our life, right? I mean, if we really, you know, did a little experiment and decided, like, tomorrow morning I wake up, I'm really going to focus on how many negative thoughts I have in a day. You know, how many am I having? And when I have these negative thoughts, am I able to catch myself? Can I catch myself in that negative thought, immediately stop it, and replace it with a positive thought? And really create some awareness, like, how does that affect the rest of your day? Lastly, the tip that they give us for the week, if you have diabetes or want to avoid getting diabetes, should you avoid eating starchy foods such as bread, potatoes, and pasta? Okay, well, the curriculum says no. The curriculum says starchy foods are part of a healthy meal plan for people with and without diabetes. What's important is the portion size, okay? Whole grain breads, cereals, pasta, rice, and starchy vegetables, okay? So starchy vegetables like potatoes, yams, peas, and corn can be included in your meals and snacks, but we really need to be mindful of the portions. We really need to be mindful of, are we balancing these foods with the adequate amount of protein, with the adequate amount of healthy fats, with the adequate amount of fiber, so that our blood sugar stays stable and balanced. I will just put in one little disclaimer, okay? Even though, you know, whole grain breads, whole grain cereals, whole grain pasta, you know, rice are better than the non-whole grain versions, they're still considered, you know, they're still considered processed foods, right? So, you know, we always got to look at food in a continuum, right? We make the best choice that we can. When I'm picking my starch that I'm going to have for dinner, what's the best possible choice I can make, right? Is a baked potato, you know, better than cereal, right? Is a yam better than bread? Is peas better than, you know, so really, let's keep in mind, you know, we need to be mindful of these starches. Yes, we can have them. Yes, they can be part of a healthy diet. We need to pay attention to the portions, and we need to pay attention to how we're balancing them in our meals. And we need to pay attention, you know, what are the choices that are available to us, and can I make a better choice? Is this a whole food? Is this, or is this a packaged processed food, right? So just remember, the key is portions. For most people with diabetes, having 3 to 4 servings of carbohydrate containing foods is about right, as long as we're balancing them with appropriate amount of protein, appropriate amount of healthy fats, and getting an appropriate amount of fiber in our diet from fruits and vegetables, most more vegetables than fruit, right? So whole grain starchy foods can be a good source of fiber. Fruits, vegetables, and fruits are an even better source of fiber and an even better source of carbohydrates. So keep that in mind, all right? And all of these things, you know, especially the fiber from whole vegetables and fruits, is gonna help to keep your gut healthy, all right? Okay, everybody, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys next week on Wednesday. Have a great week. This is Coach Jarrell. If you need anything from me, please reach out and chat or use the Coach Portal.